Frustrated by lack of opportunities? You need to read this. The year 2009 was a year of great awakening for the entire world. Like a hurricane, the global financial crisis swept away the jobs and businesses of millions of people. According to the International Labour Organization (ILO), at least 20 million jobs were lost by the end of 2009, and 170,000 small businesses were closed down in the U.S. between 2008 and 2010. The sudden loss of security caused a great deal of trepidation. The people who lost their source of livelihood were desperately looking for ways to make ends meet. Those who were still employed lived in a perpetual state of anxiety and fear because of the possibility of being laid off. Although the recession shook people's sense of security, it sparked a great spiritual awakening for many. It stripped away any false sense of importance and made people get down to the basics. It gave them a huge reality check and made them realize what truly mattered in their life. It was a test of faith on a mass scale, which led people to come to terms with the truth that real sense of security and stability can only be found from within themselves, and not in external possessions. Many of us who go through our own, personal crises, due to a lack of opportunities, have to learn the same lessons. Whether we experience it in our dating or professional life, what ultimately determines the outcome is how we manage ourselves during these periods of drought. The best way to prepare ourselves for potential incidents of this nature is by building resilience to keep us steady when the going gets tough. There are two big reasons why this step is so essential to our success. First, when we're determined, we're more likely to stick with our search for opportunities, thereby increasing the odds that we'll eventually find what we're seeking. Second, according to the law of attraction, when we work from an abundance mentality, even if we can't see any opportunities on the horizon, we will be able to effortlessly attract them into our lives. At this point, some of you might be saying, "Well, that's all well and good. But how am I going to pay my bills and put food on the table when I don't have money coming in? I can't sit around dreaming all day." That's where having a good strategy comes into the picture. However, a good strategy cannot be created without the right attitude. If our internal foundation is weak, our plans will topple over, no matter how well thought out they are. If you're at a point in your life where none of the doors you're knocking on seem to be opening and you're experiencing a lack of opportunities, here are some steps that you can take to increase your chances of finding a suitable one that will open up for you. 1. Evaluate your current strategy. If what you're currently doing isn't fetching you your desired result, perhaps you need to reevaluate what you're doing. One of the best ways to do this is by getting feedback from experts or whose opinions you value. In addition to that, you educate yourself more about your subject. Based on your evaluation, you can make any required course corrections. 2. Find a temporary source of income. We have to face the realities of living in an economy. So unless we're trust fund babies, lottery winners, or married into wealth, we need a steady source of income to keep ourselves alive. Therefore, if we're trying to create the ideal career by waiting for the perfect opportunity, we need to find a temporary way of making money to sustain us, such as working in a part-time job. 3. Learn good money management skills. Financial management is especially important if you don't have a predictable source of income such as a monthly paycheck. In addition to finding a stable source of income, you need to develop these money management skills to regulate your cash flow. 4. Deal with your insecurities. Once you've handled things on a tactical level, your next priority is managing your internal dialogue. If you're having a tough time finding the right opportunities, it's very likely that your insecurities will start creeping into your thoughts and persuade you to give up. We need to prepare ourselves for times when this can happen. I've written extensively on how to manage your inner critic in this post. What's most important about dealing with our frustrations due to a lack of opportunities is that we don't allow it prevent us from enjoying our life. Yes, we can strive to create an amazing life, but during this process, we need to find happiness in our current situation, no matter where we're at. Just look around you and appreciate the gift of being alive. When you do that, you'll appreciate the opportunity of being alive on this amazing planet. All my best on your journey, Celine.